saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view, and our special Valentine's Day show. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. It is time for the men's room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's a director of bettermencoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. Bettermencoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Happy Valentine's Day, Bruce.
And the same to you. We were talking on the break that among the many things that you have written in your wonderful book about how to be a better man is the role of a man in taking charge of romance. So I'd like to turn the discussion to you on that, and we'll go from there.
Yes, well, I believe that men should run their sex and romance departments.
Okay, so elaborate.
Well, you know, when we first meet our women, we're courting them, we're doing everything we can to make them our own. And they feel wonderful, and we are figuring out what it is they like, and they just think we're the cat's meow, and then we romance them, and we have sex, and everything's great. And then, as time goes by, and children come, and mortgages come, us men, we forget to romance. And now we're wondering, why are our sex lives not what we want them to be?
You must remember this.
Indeed.
A kiss is just a kiss.
Well, unless it's a good kiss.
A sigh is just a sigh. Well, you said as time goes by, so I couldn't resist.
Oh, you're riffing on me.
I'm riffing on you. But you know something? I think that's so darn true, what you just said. Why do we drop the ball the moment we've won the prize?
Yes, indeed.
Which is essentially what you're saying. We tend to do that. And then there's a steady decline in romance and all the things that were there during the courtship. Why do men do that?
You know, I don't know. But I know that men do get lazy and we do get distracted. And when we think a job is done, we move on to the next job.
That may be the fundamental reason, actually. That makes a lot of sense, though it doesn't help. I mean, it makes sense as an explanation, but it means we have to counter that instinct, which is the job is done. It's not done. It's an ongoing job.
That's right.
As James used to say in our group, do you have a love affair going on in your home?
That's correct.
And I just wrote and shared with my readers the fact that my parents had, I think, one of the greatest love affairs of all. And I wrote all about it in one of my blogs, and I shared a video that I did for their 50th wedding anniversary. And there was no question that both my father and mother worked at having that ongoing love affair for 66 years of marriage and 73 years of knowing each other. And my father took incredible care to make sure my mother knew how much he loved her for all of those 73 years.
That's what we need to do. And you know, I know this is Valentine's Day, and I personally am not a big fan of this day. You know, some men just use it as an excuse to do something at least once a year. And unfortunately, you know, their women sort of rely on that.
Yes, and it's not enough to sustain the other 364 days.
It's not, and it's, you know, it's quite artificial. I mean, look, women like this stuff, and if your woman likes a little something on Valentine's Day and it means something to her, then you need to do something. But, you know, I'm not a fan of being told by Hallmark and American Greetings, you know, when I should show affection and, you know, when I should be the man I want to be. And you know, in this culture, when you grow up with it, it's just something that we have to deal with.
And then in America, of course, it gets bigger and crazier every year, just like Christmas has become exploited.
Right.
You know, I want to throw out something to you. A real-life situation that happened to a friend of mine. He chose to ask his wife what she wanted for Valentine's Day. And she responded, well, my birthday's around the corner, and what I really like for both Valentine's Day and my birthday is this particular handbag. Now, this friend of mine doesn't get the whole handbag thing, but he asked her, so how much is that handbag? And his wife replied, $800. And he thought, okay, that's a lot of money for a handbag, but okay, I'll kill two birds with one stone. And he said yes to his wife. And he said, in fact, you go out and buy it today. This was like a week ago before Valentine's Day. So she went out and bought it. And then a few days later, he sees what he thought was the bag. And he says to her, so is that the bag? And she said, no, no, it's I realized I needed a bigger one. And my friend foolishly asked, oh, how much was this one? And she replied, $1,500. And my friend did not quite know how to respond because in his mind, $800 was already double what he wanted to spend, and she didn't even call and ask. How would you advise that man to handle that situation?
Well, you're already screwed, so that's the end of that.
How are you screwed? Obviously, you're out $700 more, but beyond
that. The mistake was being lazy, whoever your friend was.
Yes.
And not just getting a gift for his wife.
Well, this friend knows his wife very well.
Not well enough,
no,
apparently.
And no, well, not financially, and knows that choosing a gift on his own will only result in failure. So
friend... Failure, that's an interesting concept, though. It's like you need to take care of your wife, you need to be creative, and maybe sometimes you won't hit the mark, and you can always make adjustments.
Okay.
But I think it's about, you know.
Okay, so you're suggesting that he was lazy and he got payback in an odd way.
In a direct way.
Yeah, in a direct way. No, the best part is when he told me when he finally kind of expressed his displeasure. I just get a big kick out of this. Her response is, don't ruin my joy.
Well, you know what? I can't disagree. It's like, you know, he sets it up. He doesn't like the results, and now he's complaining about the results.
Well, don't you feel that there is a sense of trust that might have been breached in that particular situation when an agreement was made about a certain amount of money?
Well, he made an agreement.
Did she not agree to it?
Yes, but she found something else and a better value. What are you talking about?
Oh, yes, okay, yes. And of course, it's like women's shoes. You know, I'll just not ever understand how any pair of shoes, anywhere, anytime, could cost $900.
Yeah, well, but see, even just getting away from the shoes and the purse, it's like you might be saying, listen, I'm looking for a bike, and I think I'm going to get this bike. And then you go to the store, and you realize, you know, or the salesman sells you another one that costs, you know, $800 more. It's like, I got this bike instead because, yeah, I fell in love with this one. So it's not necessarily just a female thing.
Well, but that is a choice that bike purchaser made on his or her own, not involving somebody else.
Wait a second. That was the bike purchaser using his money, and that was the wife using his money.
Correct.
Yeah, well.
I think there is a difference. But then again, I'm a lame male, and we only have 2 minutes left. So what other words of wisdom would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, it's helpful to have a wife who isn't attracted to $800 purses.
I wish I knew more wives like that.
To find out.
Well, your wife's attracted to cars.
Yeah, but she's not buying them.
lately. Okay. I know she did for a while.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm here over in Agoura Hills teaching men to deal with their women and their purses at bettermencoaching.com.
No. I didn't say you had to say goodbye. I just wanted last words of wisdom.
Maybe I wanted to say goodbye. I don't know.
Okay. Seriously, any other last words on Valentine's Day?
Man.
I mean, important things for a man to do in the romance department.
If you're not doing a good job, you probably know it.
Okay.
Because she's probably said it in so many different ways. If anything, take this Valentine's Day to wake up and go do a better job.
All right. Well, I think those are wise words, Wayne, and I appreciate your counsel and your support, and I do indeed hope we can have coffee sometime soon because I miss your mug and would like to see it in real life again.
We'll do our best.
All right. It is time for a break. Thank you, Wayne. We will be back with Teen Rap. Actually, it's no longer going to be called Teen Rap. I don't know what we're going to call it because Pastor Drew is no longer the teen pastor. So we'll have to come up with another name. But stay tuned for Pastor Drew Sams on a religious view on love.
Day out, the busy of living to worry about a thing called love.